Hey, this is David Kay, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek, geek, geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into Trailersville is TFG and Mike.
Yes, I am here. Oh boy, all the trailers. So how have you been?
Well, aside from being unemployed.
Yes, hire him, folks, please.
I'm... what is it? Hired impaired?
Something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm doing fine overall, but yes. I would love to be doing voiceover, though. Just, you know, hint, hint.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be.
I should be, yes.
Of course,
especially if they, you know, Rise of the Beast, you know, if they ever have Beast Wars Megatron and don't want to pay... David Kay, although I think they should. I think they really should.
Yes.
They should bring back the entire original cast that is able.
Yes.
Because they deserve it. Anyways, I say this having watched the previous two Transformer films. Revenge of the Fallen and Dark of the Moon. And then I'm going, why? Why did they do this? I mean, we had Galvatron as Sentinel, so.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's for a completely other show, and I'm way behind in that show currently. Like, I just released Bumblebee. I don't know how. Like, I'm so far behind in editing. There's just been so much going on, and I'm just like, I can't deal with this now. I'll deal with it eventually. But yeah,
kind of like Ultra Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with this right now.
That's right.
I can't deal with that now.
Old and gray, and it's not an unsolved mystery.
No, it's not. No, it's a very solved mystery.
Yes.
So anyways, we have the week of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I don't know about you. I don't watch sports.
I do, but it's only if my teams are involved.
Oh, okay. So if the only way I watch is if I go to a baseball game or a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't care. I don't watch any of it just because I just don't watch sports in general. But the only thing that perks me up about the Super Bowl has nothing to do with the game.
No.
It's the commercials and the trailers.
It's the commercials and the trailers.
That's like the main, you know, the main deal there.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we had a bunch of them, and I found through, of all places, through Rotten Tomatoes' YouTube channel, someone who actually compiled a list or a compilation video of all the trailers so we didn't have to watch individual videos, which I will link the individual videos in the post so each of those companies gets their whatever. But yeah, so we are going off of the Rotten Tomatoes video, which includes... Like you said, Rise of the Beasts, it had Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, it had the Batman Flash movie, so there's that. Everywhere I see that movie right now, I'm only sharing the Keaton photos. Like, if it gives me an option
to
share a photo, I'm only sharing.
Well, that's the best
side
part
of it. Yeah. Like, that movie, and I know it's in a certain universe that shall remain... Snyderless or whatever. It's one of those things where Grant Gustin is a much better actor as the Flash.
Well, it's not even that. It's that he hasn't done anything reprehensible in his life.
That's true. I mean, there is that. But like, just looking at it as like
I don't like the actor that plays the Flash in this movie, to be honest. I think he just lacks something, and I don't exactly know what. But then his last year and a half of publicity of just things done in poor taste. I don't. I've seen a lot of people say that they won't support the movie because he's in it.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a two-pronged sword there because, one, you're screwing all the people that were on the production.
True.
Which is far more than that individual.
Yes.
The other thing is that we get Affleck and Keaton, and two Keaton. That we never thought yep. we'd put the capes back on again. And yep. Keaton, there's like a nice shot of the old Batmobile. Like there's There's a shot of him, you know, opening the, you know, turning on the Batcave. There's a thing of him, you know, showing the different cowls that he's worn over the years, the different mm-hmm. suits, mm-hmm. Which are spectacular because yes, some yes, of them have, you know, battle damage and things like that. But I don't know. I'm and then I love the line where he kind of rolls his eyes and he goes, I'm Batman.
Yep.
I was like, okay. And he knew he had to do it, but he does it like all the time. He loves that.
Yeah, he does it all the time and he does love it, which why wouldn't he?
But he is the, in my opinion, the definitive live action Batman.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that.
He's like the Kevin Conroy of live action.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if they made a Beyond movie, he would be spectacular for it.
Yes.
Because then it means that he doesn't have to wear the cowl. He doesn't have to do anything that's like super, you know, in depth with his age.
Yeah.
But he could.
Yeah, he could. Like, and I know this is going to be a very Iron Man thing to say, but it happened in Batman Beyond. There is an episode of Batman Beyond. I should know which one it is off the top of my head, but I don't.
It's one where. Yeah,
that's. Uh-huh. Yep. That's what it is. Where he. He drags out this old metal robot suit out of the cobwebs in the cave, and the reason why he never used it after the first time was because it was too much of a strain on his heart. I can imagine Michael Keaton in a Batman suit of armor.
Well, do you remember years ago where I was calling for, I was like, mm-hmm. please let us have a Batman Beyond movie and then have mm-hmm. Hamill as, you know... Mm-hmm. as the Joker and have Keaton as, you know, old man Bruce.
Yeah. And sadly that's probably never going to happen now, because if you remember what I said back then, I said, while I do agree with you, I would much prefer it if it was Conroy. And sadly now that can't happen. And with Mark, when was 413 was last month, in January it's been a month since we recorded this podcast. And in that time, I don't remember if we mentioned it on that episode, but I think we did. Basically because with Kevin's passing, Mark feels like he doesn't have a Batman anymore. So he's not going to do the Joker anymore.
Which is sad,
but I get it. I understand. Hello, it, like, you
it's,
know.
It's like his, yeah. you know, it's the yin to the yang of the voice actors. And so that was, I mean, he played off the man since like 92.
Yeah. 40 years.
So,
or 30 years, I should say. Heaven forbid I say the wrong thing on a podcast. So yeah, there was the Flash trailer, and then there was the Flash like TV spot, because that's where I got my, the screen cap that I took of the, like, I'm like, yes, the car, chicks dig the car. But that was obviously in a different Batman movie, but it's just one of those things where I saw that and I'm like, I need this photo, and I need to just hit the button to capture the screen. Oh God, the Batmobile. So cool. So cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that only for the reason that it's got Keaton in it.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to have a little bit of Crisis, and it's going to have a little bit of Flashpoint, and then it's going to be, you know, Keaton, and then Affleck. They actually gave him the blue and gray suit.
Yep.
That
which I think is cool. Yeah. I think that's super.
Cast. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That is super cool. And the thing is, like you said, with like, we don't really want to support it, but we want to support it because of the other people that are in the movie.
I want to support it because I want Keaton and more stuff.
Well, right. Yes, obviously. And
he was supposed to be in that Batgirl movie that...
Yeah, you know. Let's not go down that road. Well,
I'm just saying, they dumped on it. It would have been nice to see it anyway.
Yeah, Absolutely. The thing about the Flash movie is I most likely will not see it until it hits streaming, just because that's just the way I roll these days. Then we had Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Did we talk about this last time? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't like that title. I like the trailers I've seen of it, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to do another passing of the torch, but not passing the torch.
Yeah. What I love is it feels like a more spiritual successor to Last Crusade, because Last Crusade is my Indiana Jones.
Is that the third one?
Yes. That's the one with Sean Connery, may the man rest in peace, and all that stuff. Yes, that's with Sean Connery as Indy's father, Henry Jones Jr. Oh, boy. We got to revisit that one of these days. I love that movie.
I don't think I've watched them all the way through.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't think I've seen any of them all the way through.
Really? Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I don't want us to go down that rabbit hole, because I have, like, Raiders is too much in the zeitgeist. I saw Temple of Doom as a kid, but it scared the living crap out of me.
Is that the first one?
No, Raiders is the first one. And then Temple of Doom is the one with Short Round. And then the third one is with the Nazis and the this and the that and the Grail and the Knights and the whatever. The third one, without looking at anything, I want to say released in 1989?
That probably is right.
I think that's, which is, wow. If that's true, and we're getting a Indiana 5 and a Batman, Michael Keaton Batman in a Flash movie in 2023, holy crap, same year, same actors. Yikes. Also on this list is the, which we're probably going to skip because I don't care about it, and I'm pretty
sure Dungeons and Dragons.
Don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
It's got Chris Pine, so I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's...
I like Chris Pine, although he does the same face in everything he's in. When he gets punched in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care about Dungeons and Dragons, to be honest. So it's not going to be something I pay attention to.
So the thing with Dungeons and Dragons, with like the board game, like all those RPG board games, Dungeons and Dragons, for some odd reason, missed me in the 80s. Like it was either before my time. Like I was, like I've said before, many shows that I've done recently, I was born in 1980. So I was at the like peak of being 5, 6, 7 years old when all the awesome stuff was happening in the 80s, in 85, 86, and 87. But, like, I don't know what it was about Dungeons & Dragons. It just kind of, like, skipped me by. There was that crappy cartoon series that they had in the early 80s, but I didn't really care for that. And then the only other time that I had seen anything was the 2000 movie with whatever. I forget what it was. And then, obviously, doing a little bit of a cross thing with all things Transformers, as we are in the winter of Bayhem over there, folks. Yeah, I was right. 1989 for Last Crusade. Rise of the Beasts TV spot and trailer. So that was – I'm liking this new direction. Just like we said in our Bumblebee episode, the new direction that they are going in, I'm really digging.
Yeah, although I'm – I hated this trailer because it really wasn't anything. There was nothing special to it. It was a car ad.
Yeah.
There was. I felt like we got gypped.
The one thing I did notice is that, I guess, from what little we saw of Optimus in Bumblebee to what he's going to be Optimus Prime, not Primal, to what he's going to be in Rise of the Beast, it seems like something with the faceplate has changed.
Yeah, they made it so that it moves and it talks.
Okay. Moving is fine. I don't mind that. But having so it talk. I'll wait for final judgment, obviously.
Like, I honestly hate the fact that his mouth opens.
Yeah,
it's like, let him have the faceplate, please. Yep.
Yeah. Like, come on, people. Creed 3 I thought was interesting. I haven't seen the second film yet. I did see the first one, but I thought that was kind of cool. Scream 6. Really? Do we really need Scream 6?
No.
Now, I almost said AJR for some odd reason. That's not what that says. Air is a new... it's directed by Ben Affleck, of all people. It stars Matt Damon and a bunch of other people. It's basically like the story of how Michael became the spokesperson of Nike. How Nike got Michael Jordan to be Air Jordan. I think that's cool. I like that. I like a lot of things that, like, you know, and it seems to be a more down to earth. Like, it's not Space Jam. You're not going to. And Michael isn't even in the movie. Somebody else is playing him.
Well, I love the fact that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are.
Yeah, me too.
Acting across each other just because they've been in a lot of stuff over the years. And,
yep.
You know, they're good friends. And so it's just it's fun.
Yep.
And it's almost like I like these historical ones, too, to a degree.
Yeah.
Because like I liked The Founder with Michael Keaton, where it's, you know, Ray Kroc and, you know, these things that are they're dramatized to an extent. But I like these ones that are borderline documentary movies of real life.
Yeah, it's very cool seeing it. Would I like to see an actual would I like to see Michael himself in it? Yes, absolutely. But just because he isn't doesn't mean that I'm not going to like this, because it's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in a movie together about, which is really funny having them. It says inspired by true events. So it's really funny having them star in the movie, sort of, because they're both from Boston and Boston sports is kind of a big deal to people from Boston, just like I'm sure Chicago sports is a big deal for people in Chicago, kind of thing, but like kind of rivals. Then there's something called 65. I didn't watch this one. I'm going to be fully honest with y'all on this multi thing. And then there's now we've seen the Super Mario Brothers trailer that we've already seen. That was cool. And then they put out an ad. I love this because it's the classic theme. It's the cartoon theme. It's like, oh God, they used it.
We're the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. When you think he's in trouble, you could call us on the double. We're faster than the others. You'll be hooked on the brothers.
Thank you, Super Mario Bros. It seems like the only thing you haven't drained is my bank account. For super service, call or text Super Mario Bros. Plumbing today at 929-55-MARIO or reach us on the World Wide Web at smbplumbing.com.
It's just a fun little thing.
I don't know. It was really cool. I was happy to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was absolutely happy to see it. And the funny thing is, I went to – because – you know how – is it Universal? Yeah. You know how they're going to do all the marketing and everything else and all that. And I went to smbplumbing.com. And if you click on certain things, there are sound effects and other things like that. You can watch the trailer, the ad there as well. And it even has testimonials on there. And I'm like, oh my God, really? Because they're trying to advertise it just like a full-time business kind of thing. I think it's fun. I can't wait for the Mario movie in April. That's going to be awesome.
I was a little apprehensive of it over at first, but I'm kind of okay with it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, would I like to have seen Charles Martinet do the voice? Yes, because it's not him. Everything I've seen from it so far, I've enjoyed it. So it's going to be fine for me to watch the thing. And there's a lot of stuff coming this year that I'm really excited for.
Yeah, there's definitely some things I'll be looking forward to as far as, as far as films, because I, to be honest, there's a lot I haven't really cared about in some time.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it just sucks when you don't really, you aren't that interested in the media anymore, or the stuff that you, you know, are interested in isn't really doing what you would like it to do or turns you off to it or whatever else. And that's why we have 30, 40, 50 years of whatever the rest of the stuff is, you know.
Yep. And the one thing I am looking forward to is Star Trek Picard season 3 starts airing this week.
Yep.
And we get the TNG crew back.
Yep.
One of the things I'd been reading, though, is that they're like, oh, the Enterprise will show up, but it's not how you think.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're going to retire. They're going to decommission the Enterprise F.
Okay.
In this show. Which I'm kind of sad about because we'll never actually get to see the Enterprise F in action.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess they're in the process of building the Enterprise G at this point then.
I'm like, why? Why?
It's like Scotty always said.
Yeah, I know.
Just the Enterprise. No bloody A, B, C, or D.
D, E, or F, or F, G.
G.
Yep. W, X, Y, Z.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. As of this recording, we are recording this on 2/14/2023. And today was the final issue of Batman Beyond the White Knight, which is the third arc of Sean Gordon Murphy's Batman universe that he's created over the last 6 years. So that was pretty awesome seeing that come to a climax. And I think that you would like this arc. I don't think you would really care too much for the first two arcs of it, but I think you would like this one because in this one, it's obviously Batman Beyond. It's Terry. It's Powers. It's all of that.
Is Bruce dead?
No, he's old. He's alive.
Because I know in one of the Batman Beyonds, they killed him.
Yes. I think that, yeah, that's the main... No, this is Sean Gordon Murphy's universe. This is separate from the main DC continuity of Batman Beyond. Yes, they did kill him in a couple of them, actually. But this one, in this, he has... So, you remember when Joker said back in the movie, he goes... I implanted my brain. Do it. Do the lines. You know the lines.
Which one is it?
The microchip.
Oh. I don't know the full line.
Okay, so I implanted my brain on a microchip, which I then placed into Bird Boy's bird brain. And basically somehow that's reversed here. And the Joker... is a hologram in Bruce's head.
Boo.
No, I'm telling you, it's cool. It's fun. It's awesome because you have, like, again, I'm reading this comic book series. It's 8 issues. I think I can get them to you. Anyway, but it's so fun because... They know each other, so it's Conroy and Hamill in my head as I'm reading these characters as they are arguing back and forth. He argues over a Joker, Jack, because Sean uses the Jack Napier, whatever. And they're arguing over which Batmobile is better, the 89 or the Tumbler, and Joker is a fan of the Tumbler. It's so good. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's so, so good. And so as of this recording, if you are listening to the sound of my voice and this is out before the end of February, which it will be, spoilers, 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 spoilers. If you are still listening to the sound of my voice, it is your own damn fault.
Spoilers.
Sean teases at the end of this... Generation Joker, which is his version of Joker's daughter. It's a story with her. And then the next supposed final arc, the fourth arc in his universe, Justice League White Knight. I'm like, oh my God, you are not. And he is. So I'm very excited. Like, yeah, his Batman universe is by far my favorite currently, as far as everything he's done from the original series all the way up till now. But I think you'd like the Beyond the White Knight because of the whole Bruce Joker thing. And then there's Powers and Terry, and Terry basically gets tricked by Powers into working for him, and Powers is the ultimate obviously bad guy, and so he kind of, you know, controls Terry, and Terry is Batman Beyond and all that, and it's very, very fun. Very, very, very fun.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, what else would you like to talk about in this episode of your lovely podcast here?
Of my lovely podcast.
Hey, now.
I know.
This podcast later this year in August, the podcast itself, not the video version, but the podcast, you're a decade old.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
No, but yeah, the there's Ant-Man.
I did see that. Yes, I did see that.
I'm a little excited for that.
Yeah, I don't.
And they're know. And do you hear that they're taunting that they want Kang the Conqueror to fight Iron Man?
Yes,
Robert Downey Jr. Which they could in another continuity.
Yeah, they could in another continuity. See, that's the problem about the Marvel Cinematic Universe now.
It's kind of jumped the shark.
Well, I understand that RDJ is, you know, getting up there in age and he doesn't want to do the role anymore, and that's fine, and that's all well good. And we got an amazing, amazing ending, and some of the things that have happened since the end were fine, and some of them were good, some of them were whatever, but, you know, yeah, sure, go ahead and go the what if route and use other people, that's fine. That's one thing I am looking forward to later this year, what if season 2.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it wasn't terrible. There were certain aspects I liked and certain I didn't. Mm-hmm. Like Arnim Zola taking over Ultron.
That was, well, I mean, technically Ultron took him over because, and then Zola kind of turned the tables on him. So it was kind of a tit for tat.
Yeah. He contaminated
yep.
him.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, as you know, you and I were both on, the
Dragon's Den. Lair.
Yeah. Yep. Dragon's Lair last week.
Yep.
Which has been fun.
Yes. That was absolutely hilarious. It's so interesting, folks, getting the two of us in a room that isn't our own shows and people trying to find out the history of us and the network and everything. Oh, boy. The good old days of 20 whenever. Yeah, so that was absolutely fun with Kai and your brother, one of your brothers, Kevin. And, yeah, that was super fun. And I've been doing a lot more guest appearances in the last couple of years than I have, like, working on. I mean, I still work on all the shows, but, like, I don't know. At this point, I'm more leaning towards just I'll record it or all this or all that, and I don't want to deal with any. I'm telling you, man, I know it's been 2 years since we did the top 100 Transformers characters countdown. I am still broken from that editing job. I really, really am.
Yeah, so. You had to.
Went a little nuts to bring things back around. Like, I hope he says that. I don't think he's going to say, like, he already did. I'm Batman. But, like, seriously, I hope somewhere he says that again.
I liked that he narrated the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was super cool.
Because he was, I don't know, I really enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always liked his movies, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's done a lot of, outside of Batman, he's done a lot of great films in his career.
Well, and he's played in Marvel recently, too.
Mm-hmm. Played the Vulture. Yep.
Adrian Toomes.
Yep. And yeah, there's a lot of his films that I like. Mr. Destiny, Dream Team. Mr. Destiny was Belushi. It was one of the Belushi brothers. I do know. Yeah. You folks ever want to watch Batman and Doc Brown team up in a psych ward? Watch Dream Team from, I think, 1989. I love that movie. So good. It harkens back to that time that I so miss, and I think a lot of us are missing now, of the one and done film. Like, this is a full complete story from beginning, middle, and end, and I've said this multiple times over the last few years, but you don't necessarily need to go back to those characters, kind of thing. It's a complete piece of work. And that's a good movie. I know a lot of people liked Multiplicity in 1986. Mm-hmm. I'm probably one of the only people that likes Jack Frost, but that's just me. That taught me that basically not only we have, I'm sure there are more. Well, I think, I don't know if Diedrich sings or not, but we basically have the two most influential Batmen on screen in animation and in live action that are singers, because on the Jack Frost in the movie and on the soundtrack, he is singing Frosty the Snowman and other things. So Michael Keaton can sing, folks. Absolutely love that guy. So cool. So cool. So cool.
Yep. So otherwise, we discussed like the movie theater stuff with them bumping the prices on the Dragon's Lair, and they had me recite in Megatron and Joker's voice the line from Taken.
Yep, that was hilarious.
Among other things.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, lots over there that was fun to be had.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Coming up, like I said, I'm working on getting the Bayhem done for All Things Transformers. I'm editing the 2007 episode. We still have to record all the others at this point, but we're working on getting that done. The pull bag, I'm preparing for 10 years of that show too. So that's coming up March 6th. We're not really actively promoting it, but we will be soon. We are going to be doing the top 100 toys countdown this year.
Yeah. Sometime I'll eventually get around to finishing that, document. That's what happens, boys and girls, when life hits you.
Yep.
Right between the eyes.
Yep. Between the eyes and other places that you don't want life hitting you.
Where would that be, you would say?
Let's just say it's a very dirty, dirty place that you don't want to be hit in.
Yup.
I'm still going strong with ToyCast. I got, as of this recording, I have a 3-hour episode of that to edit. My buddy Josh, I took him through the last 20 years of his toy collecting, which I'm probably going to do something similar, hopefully shorter on the time length, with other people kind of thing, because I think it's a cool idea for that show, where we basically break down his most influential things that have happened to him in toy collecting since 2002 or so. And that's coming up. Optimus Solo is doing his Geek Showcase, the ultimate guide to the Saturday morning 1980s ultimate cartoon guide. He's doing that on his YouTube channel, and we're kind of cross-promoting it, cross-syndicating it over on TuneCast, so we can get TuneCast up to 300 episodes this year. Other than that, just kind of waiting for some more cool stuff to happen now that the Super Bowl's over.
Yep. Same here.
Yep.
So I think that's about it on this episode of Altered Geek.
Yes.
Yep, and nobody better to end it than Megatron.
Wait, isn't that you?
No, you just ended it.
No, where is my rubber ducky? Yes.
So you can get a hold of us on the Twitters at SCP21 and yourself, sir.
I'm at TFG on Mike.
And you've, of course, can find us on geekcastradio.com with more information and comment on the episode posts. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. Yes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.